The Luminous 100. Luminous Cosmic Architecture by Amanul Santayana. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Cosmic Architecture. The Cosmos as Developmental Intelligence. Voice. Ava. Generated from the prompt. Luminous Cosmic Architecture. The Cosmos as a Developmental Architecture.
Contents.
1. Awakening to the Luminous. Introduction to Cosmic Architecture. 2. Pathways of Light. Navigating the Cosmic Landscape. 3. Divine Play and Emergence. The Mechanism Behind Development. 4. Clearing Apertures. Healing as a Property of Reality. 5. Mirrors of the Self. Tradition as Reflection and Tool. 6. Aligning with Complexity, Science, Myth, and Sacred Geometry. 7. The Luminous Way Forward, Practice, and the Rewritten Law of Attraction. Awakening to the Luminous, Introduction to Cosmic Architecture. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Light weaves through the void, cosmic threads in silent dance, architecture of soul.
Profond Quote.
Reality is a dance of energy, where form and formlessness play in perfect harmony. Citation needed, claim. Parable, The Lighthouse Keeper's Awakening. Once, on the edge of a vast ocean, there lived a lighthouse keeper named Aemon. His duty was to tend the flame, guiding ships through treacherous waters. But one night, as he gazed into the flickering light, he noticed something strange. The beam didn't just cut through the darkness. It seemed to dance, shifting in patterns he couldn't explain. Night after night, Aemon watched fascinated. He began to see that the light wasn't just a tool. It was alive, pulsing with its own rhythm. It shaped itself into intricate patterns, as if responding to an unseen architecture of light and shadow that stretched across the sky. One evening, as he sat in quiet contemplation, a shipwrecked sailor washed ashore. The man, half mad from his ordeal, rambled about the cosmic dance and how all things were woven together by invisible threads. Aemon listened, his heart stirring with recognition. He realized that the patterns he'd seen in the light were not random. They were a language, an architecture of luminous intelligence. From that night on, Aemon's work changed. He no longer just tended the flame. He danced with it, his movements sinking with its rhythm. Ships found their way to shore not because of his actions alone, but because he had aligned himself with the deeper current of luminous play that guided all things. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. To engage with cosmic architecture, start with simple yet profound practices that deepen over time. 1. Daily light mapping. Spend 5 minutes each morning observing how light interacts in your environment, through windows, shadows, or natural light. Note the patterns you see. Over time, these observations will reveal subtler layers of luminous structure. 2. Breath as architecture. Practice deep breathing. Imagining your breath is tracing the structure of cosmic architecture within you. Start with simple inhales and exhales, then layer in more complex patterns, e.g., spirals, waves, as you grow comfortable. 3. Playful observation. Engage in a daily activity, walking, drawing, writing, while asking, "What does this reveal about the luminous structure around me?" Over time, your attention will shift to perceiving deeper and more intricate patterns. Luminous definition. Cosmic architecture. The invisible yet tangible framework of energy and intelligence that underlies all form, manifesting as patterns of light, structure, and play in the universe. It is both the blueprint and the process through which reality evolves. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you glimpsed the luminous architecture beneath the surface? Those moments when patterns seem to unfold on their own? 2. Middle searing. What if the universe is not something we navigate, but a dance we co-create with every breath, every choice? 3. End. Asterisk. How might your life change if you began to see yourself as part of the cosmic play, rather? Okay, I need to write chapter 1 of this book titled, Awakening to the Luminous, Introduction to Cosmic Architecture. The book is about luminous cosmic architecture, the cosmos as developmental architecture. So, the theme here is about awakening or becoming aware of something luminous, cosmic, and architectural in nature. First, I need to structure this chapter following the given movements. Let's break it down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original, while the quote can be attributed to someone profound. Haiku needs to capture essence of luminous, cosmic architecture. Maybe something about light or structure in nature. Quote, should resonate with a theme of awakening or cosmic intelligence. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should hint at cosmic architecture without spelling it out. Think about a metaphorical story, perhaps involving nature, architecture, or transformation. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like mindfulness or observational techniques. Practices that can be done daily, but have depth as one progresses. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term related to luminous cosmic architecture. The term might be something like cosmic intelligence or luminous structure. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one to end. They should provoke thought and reflection. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. This is where I dive deep into the concept of Lila as the driving force behind cosmic architecture. 7 7-7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms or pithy statements that capture the essence in a few seconds each. 8. Three exercises. Start with something accessible, then deepen, and finally an advanced exercise. Should be practical applications of the concepts discussed. 9. Citations. Need to mark where citations are needed, but not fabricated. So I'll note citation needed. Claim, where appropriate. Let me start drafting each section one by one. Tuning fork. Haiku. Light weaves through the void. Cosmic threads in silent dance. Architecture of soul. This haiku captures the luminous, cosmic aspect and hints at architecture metaphorically.
Profound quote.
Perhaps something from a mystic or scientist. Let me think of someone like Buckminster Fuller or maybe a more esoteric source like Rumi or Laos.
Quota suggestion.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, but this is about strangeness, maybe not luminous. Alternatively, something about light or architecture. Another thought. We are the stars looking at ourselves through our own eyes. Not sure about the source, but it's poetic and cosmic. But perhaps better to use a quote that aligns more with Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. Maybe something from Carl Sagan or a mystic tradition. Let me go with, play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein, though I'm not sure if he actually said this, so I'll need to verify later. But since fabricating citations isn't allowed, I'll mark it as needing citation if it's real, otherwise, perhaps avoid it. Alternative quote, the universe is made of stories, and we are the ones who tell them. Not sure about source, but feels right for this context. Maybe attribute to an anonymous ancient tradition or something like that. For now, I'll use. Reality is a dance of energy, where form and formlessness play in perfect harmony. Citation needed, claim. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it. Let's think about a metaphor involving light or architecture. Parable, the lighthouse keeper's awakening. Once, on the edge of a vast ocean, there lived a lighthouse keeper named Aemon. His duty was to tend the flame, guiding ships through treacherous waters. But one night, as he gazed into the flickering light, he noticed something strange. The beam didn't just cut through the darkness. It seemed to dance, shifting in patterns he couldn't explain. Night after night, Aemon watched, fascinated. He began to see that the light wasn't just a tool. It was alive, pulsing with its own rhythm. It shaped itself into intricate patterns, as if responding to an unseen architecture of light and shadow that stretched across the sky. One evening, as he sat in quiet contemplation, a shipwrecked sailor washed ashore. The man, half mad from his ordeal, rambled about the cosmic dance and how all things were woven together by invisible threads. Eamon listened, his heart stirring with recognition. He realized that the patterns he'd seen in the light were not random. They were a language, an architecture of luminous intelligence. From that night on, Eamon's work changed. He no longer just tended the flame. He danced with it, his movements sinking with its rhythm. Ships found their way to shore not because of his actions alone, but because he had aligned himself with the deeper current of luminous play that guided all things. The parable hints at cosmic architecture without stating it outright. It's about seeing patterns in light and aligning with a deeper intelligence.
Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like 1. Daily light mapping. Spend 5 minutes each morning observing how light interacts in your environment through windows, shadows, or natural light. Note the patterns you see. 2. Breath as architecture. Practice deep breathing. Imagining your breath is tracing the structure of cosmic architecture within you. Start with simple inhales and exhales, then layer in more complex patterns over time. 3. Playful observation. Engage in a daily activity, e.g., walking, drawing, while asking yourself, what does this reveal about the luminous structure around me? Over time, deepen your attention to subtler layers. These practices are accessible, but can be explored at deeper levels as one progresses. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Cosmic architecture, the invisible yet tangible framework of energy and intelligence that underlies all form, manifesting as patterns of light, structure, and play in the universe. It is both the blueprint and the process through which reality evolves. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you glimpsed the luminous architecture beneath the surface, those moments when patterns seem to unfold on their own? 2. Middle searing. What if the universe is not something we navigate, but a dance we co-create with every breath, every choice? 3. End. How might your life change if you began to see yourself as part of the cosmic play, rather than separate from it? The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. Lila, divine play and evolutionary intelligence. At the heart of luminous cosmic architecture lies Lila, the divine play that animates all existence. It is not mere chance or randomness. It is the intelligent, creative energy that propels evolution forward, weaving complexity from simplicity like a master architect shaping a grand design. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, a dynamic, playful intelligence that operates beyond linear cause and effect. Think of it as the universe's way of exploring its own possibilities, a cosmic game where structure and dissolution play off each other in endless creativity. This is what people often call the law of attraction, but Lila is far more profound. It is the mechanism behind attraction, a self-organizing field that responds to aligned awareness. Healing, too, arises from this luminous architecture. It doesn't come from the ego's efforts, though those have their place, but from clearing apertures, spaces in our being where light can flow more freely. When we align with Lila, we move through reality like a river finding its way, guided by intelligence that is both within and beyond us. Every tradition, every spiritual path is a mirror reflecting this truth. Whether you call it God, the Tao, or quantum entanglement, they all point to the same underlying play of cosmic intelligence. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about recognizing what you already are, a participant in this grand dance. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are one and the same size. Here, in this space of pure potential, Lila unfolds as play. To engage with it is to align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and to see that the universe is not a machine, but a living, evolving architecture. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the breath of the cosmos, its laughter, its rhythm. 2. Healing is not an act. It's a clearing, like opening a window to let light in. 3. You are already part of the architecture. The question is, will you build with it or against it? 4. The universe doesn't attract. It plays, and you are the dance partner. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is seeing your own reflection. 6. Advanced practice isn't about control. It's about surrendering to the pattern. 7. Luminous architecture is the universe's way of saying, this is how we do it together. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, light tracing, beginner. Sit quietly and observe a light source, a lamp, candle, or sunlight. Trace its edges with your gaze, noticing how shadows form and shift. Question to reflect on. What does this light reveal about the structure around it? 2. Deepening, breath as weaving, intermediate. Practice deep breathing while imagining each inhale and exhale is weaving a thread of energy into the cosmic architecture. Start simple, then layer in more complex patterns, e.g., spirals, waves. Question to reflect on. Where in your life do you feel stuck? How might breath help unravel this? 3. Advanced luminous mapping expert. Spend 20 minutes in nature or a familiar space, mapping the luminous architecture around you. Use symbols or drawings to represent what you perceive, e.g., lines of energy, geometric patterns. Question to reflect on. What does this map reveal about your relationship with the unseen structure of reality? Citations. I need to mark where citations are needed, but not yet available. For now, I'll leave placeholders. The quote about reality is a dance of energy. Need citation. Any references to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis should be cited properly. The mention of the law of attraction should acknowledge its origins or common understanding. Let me note those. 1. Reality is a dance of energy where form and formlessness play in perfect harmony. Citation needed, claim. 2. References to self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. Citation needed. Complexity science terms. 3. Law of attraction reference. Citation needed. Common understanding or origin. Now, let's assemble all these elements into a cohesive chapter. Awakening to the luminous. Introduction to cosmic architecture. Tuning fork. Haiku. Light weaves through the void. Cosmic threads in silent dance. Architecture of soul.
Profond quote.
Reality is a dance of energy, where form and formlessness play in perfect harmony. Citation needed, claim. Parable, the lighthouse keeper's awakening. Once, on the edge of a vast ocean, there lived a lighthouse keeper named Aemon. His duty was to tend the flame, guiding ships through treacherous waters. But one night, as he gazed into the flickering light, he noticed something strange. The beam didn't just cut through the darkness. It seemed to dance, shifting in patterns he couldn't explain. Night after night, Aemon watched, fascinated. He began to see that the light wasn't just a tool. It was alive, pulsing with its own rhythm. It shaped itself into intricate patterns, as if responding to an unseen architecture of light and shadow that stretched across the sky. One evening, as he sat in quiet contemplation, a shipwrecked sailor washed ashore. The man, half mad from his ordeal, rambled about the cosmic dance and how all things were woven together by invisible threads. Aemon listened, his heart stirring with recognition. He realized that the patterns he'd seen in the light were not random. They were a language, an architecture of luminous intelligence. From that night on, Aemon's work changed. He no longer just tended the flame. He danced with it, his movements sinking with its rhythm. Ships found their way to shore not because of his actions alone, but because he had aligned himself with the deeper current of luminous play that guided all things. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. To engage with cosmic architecture, start with simple yet profound practices that deepen over time. 1. Daily light mapping. Spend 5 minutes each morning observing how light interacts in your environment, through windows, shadows, or natural light. Note the patterns you see. Over time, these observations will reveal subtler layers of luminous structure. 2. Breath as architecture. Practice deep breathing. Imagining your breath is tracing the structure of cosmic architecture within you. Start with simple inhales and exhales, then layer in more complex patterns, e.g., spirals, waves, as you grow comfortable. 3. Playful observation. Engage in a daily activity, walking, drawing, writing, while asking, "What does this reveal about the luminous structure around me?" Over time, your attention will shift to perceiving deeper and more intricate patterns. Luminous definition. Cosmic architecture. The invisible yet tangible framework of energy and intelligence that underlies all form, manifesting as patterns of light, structure, and play in the universe. It is both the blueprint and the process through which reality evolves. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you glimpsed the luminous architecture beneath the surface, those moments when patterns seem to unfold on their own? 2. Middle searing. What if the universe is not something we navigate, but a dance we co-create with every breath, every choice? 3. End. How might your life change if you began to see yourself as part of the cosmic play, rather than separate from it? The body, Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. At the heart of luminous cosmic architecture lies Lila, the divine play that animates all existence. It is not mere chance or randomness. It is the intelligent, creative energy that propels evolution forward, weaving complexity from simplicity like a master architect shaping a grand design. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, a dynamic, playful intelligence that operates beyond linear cause and effect. Think of it as the universe's way of exploring its own possibilities, a cosmic game where structure and dissolution play off each other in endless creativity. This is what people often call the law of attraction, citation needed, common understanding or origin. But Lila is far more profound. It is the mechanism behind attraction, a self-organizing field that responds to aligned awareness. Healing, too, arises from this luminous architecture. It doesn't come from the ego's efforts, though those have their place, but from clearing apertures, spaces in our being where light can flow more freely. When we align with Lila, we move through reality like a river finding its way, guided by intelligence that is both within and beyond us. Every tradition, every spiritual path, is a mirror reflecting this truth. Whether you call it God, the Tao, or quantum entanglement, citation needed, quantum entanglement, they all point to the same underlying play of cosmic intelligence. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about recognizing what you already are, a participant in this grand dance. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are one and the same size. Here, in this space of pure potential, Lila unfolds as play. To engage with it is to align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, citation needed, complexity science terms, autopoiesis, attractors, and to see that the universe is not a machine, but a living, evolving architecture. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the breath of the cosmos, its laughter, its rhythm. 2. Healing is not an act. It's a clearing, like opening a window to let light in. 3. You are already part of the architecture. The question is, will you build with it or against it? 4. The universe doesn't attract. It plays, and you are the dance partner. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is seeing your own reflection. 6. Advanced practice isn't about control, it's about surrendering to the pattern. 7. Luminous architecture is the universe's way of saying, this is how we do it together. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, light tracing, beginner. Sit quietly and observe a light source, a lamp, candle, or sunlight. Trace its edges with your gaze, noticing how shadows form and shift. Reflection. What does this light reveal about the structure around it? 2. Deepening, breath as weaving, intermediate. Practice deep breathing while imagining each inhale and exhale is weaving a thread of energy into the cosmic architecture. Start simple, then layer in more complex patterns. Reflection. Where in your life do you feel stuck? How might breath help unravel this? 3. Advanced luminous mapping expert. Spend 20 minutes in nature or a familiar space, mapping the luminous architecture around you. Use symbols or drawings to represent what you perceive. Reflection. What does this map reveal about your relationship with the unseen structure of reality? Citations. 1. Reality is a dance of energy, where form and formlessness play in perfect harmony. Citation needed, claim. 2. References to self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. Citation needed. Complexity science terms. 3. Law of attraction reference. Citation needed. Common understanding or origin. 4. Quantum entanglement mention. Citation needed. Quantum entanglement. This chapter is designed to stand alone while also being part of a larger exploration of luminous cosmic architecture. It invites the reader to awaken to the playfulness and intelligence underlying reality, offering both conceptual insight and practical engagement through exercises and reflective questions. Let me review if I've covered everything. 1. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, yes. 2. Parable, story without asserting teaching, yes. Amen story. 3. Structure and technique, practices that scale, yes. 4. Luminous definition, yes. Defined cosmic architecture. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, middle, and yes. 6. The body, teaching centered on Lila, yes. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms, yes. 8. 3 exercises, accessible to advanced, yes. 9. Citations, marked where needed, yes. Everything seems covered. Let me finalize it with proper formatting and headings. Pathways of light, navigating the cosmic landscape. Tuning fork, haiku, moonlight on the river. A single step, a thousand paths. Dawn's soft hand beckons.
Cool.
Light is older than learning, elder than need, older than rope, sword, cudgel, fire. William Blake. Parable, the traveler and the shifting paths. Once, in a land where the rivers flowed with liquid silver and the trees whispered ancient secrets, there lived a traveler named Elira. She had spent her life wandering, not because she was lost, but because she sought the art of losing herself, to dissolve the self in the vastness of the landscape, to find meaning in every step, every SD. Divine play and emergence, the mechanism behind development. Tuning fork, haiku. Cosmic dance unfolds. Lila whispers through form. Emergence sings.
Cool.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Brian Sutton Smith, citation needed. Claim about play and intelligence. Parable. The weaver and the web. Once, in a village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a weaver named Lila. She was known for her intricate tapestries that seemed to shift colors in the light, as if alive with hidden patterns. One day, a traveler arrived seeking wisdom about the nature of creation. He asked the villagers, "How does the web of life weave itself?" Some spoke of threads and looms, others of fate or divine will. But Lila, who had been silent until then, said, "Come with me." She led him to her loom, where threads of gold, silver, and Indigo danced in midair before settling into place. The traveler watched in wonder as she wove without tension, her hands moving as if guided by an unseen force. "You see this dance?" Lila asked. "It is not I who weave, nor the loom that holds the threads. It is the play of emergence itself, threads finding their own rhythm, colors shifting not by command but by harmony. The web emerges because it wants to be woven." The traveler spent days with Lila, watching as she never forced a pattern but let the threads guide her hands. He came to understand that creation was not about control or even intention, but about the joy of participation in something larger than himself. Years later, the traveler returned, now a teacher himself. He spoke of how emergence was the true weaver, and that divine play was the force that held all things together, not as a law, but as an invitation to dance. Structure and technique, simple practices for aligning with divine play. 1. The breath of Lila, accessible. Practice deep, rhythmic breathing where each exhale is a release into the unknown. How? Inhale deeply, then exhale while imagining your breath dissolving into the space around you. Do this for 3 minutes daily. 2. Pattern play, deepening. Engage in activities that involve repetition without rigid structure, e.g., drawing, writing, moving. How? Set a timer for 10 minutes and let your pen or brush move freely, following whatever patterns emerge without judgment. 3. Emergence mapping, advanced. Reflect on a challenge or a project where you've seen unexpected solutions arise. How? Journal about the moments of aha or synchronicity that led to breakthroughs. Notice how they felt like play, not work. These practices scale with your readiness. Start small and let them deepen naturally over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Asterisk Lila, the spontaneous, joyful movement of intelligence in emergent systems. It is neither force nor law, but the playful dance that gives rise to form, where creativity and complexity arise without. Clearing apertures. Healing as a property of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Light cracks the stone. A river hums through silence. Healing as space. Citation needed. The eye cannot see itself unless it looks into the mirror of the cosmos. Parable. The traveler and the clouded land. In a land of eternal twilight, the people lived their lives beneath a thick canopy of clouds that never moved. They had forgotten what sunlight felt like on their skin, and their world was dim, their spirits heavy. One day, a traveler arrived from a distant land where the sky was always clear. The traveler spoke to them in riddles. "You say you are bound by shadows, yet the light is already within you." The people did not understand at first, but one among them began to listen, not to the words, but to the silence between them. Slowly, they noticed how the clouds shifted when no one was looking. They learned that the aperture had always been there, waiting for them to turn their gaze upward.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. The breath aperture, accessible. Sit quietly and focus on the space between your inhale and exhale. With each cycle, imagine that space expanding slightly, like a door opening in your chest. Practice for 5 minutes daily, gradually increasing to 20 minutes. 2. Resonance scan deepening. Close your eyes and scan your body from head to toe, noticing where tension or blockage feels denser. Imagine light or energy dissolving these dense spots, starting small and expanding to the entire body. Practice for 15 to 30 minutes, using a journal to note shifts in sensation. 3. Cosmic play, advanced. Engage in an activity that feels purely playful, dancing, drawing, moving without purpose, for 20 to 45 minutes. During the activity, let go of self-consciousness and surrender fully to the movement or creation. Reflect afterward on how apertures open during play, allowing new insights or energy. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. The dynamic space where form and formlessness meet, Okay, I'm writing chapter 4 of Luminous Cosmic Architecture, The Cosmos as Developmental Intelligence. The title is Clearing Apertures, Healing as a Property of Reality. This chapter needs to stand alone but also fit within the broader theme of the book, which explores the cosmos as a developmental intelligence. First, I need to think about the structure. The chapter should start with a tuning fork, one original life-uplifting haiku, and one attributed profound quote. That's straightforward enough. For the haiku, it should evoke the essence of clearing apertures and healing as a property of reality. Maybe something about light breaking through or space opening up. For the quote, I need to find something that resonates with the theme, but isn't fabricated. I recall that Carl Jung said something about the psyche having a healing power, so maybe I can use that if I remember it correctly. If not, perhaps someone else in the field of psychology or spirituality would be appropriate. Next is the parable. It needs to carry the teaching without asserting it directly. A story about nature or the cosmos might work well here, perhaps involving something like a flower blooming or a river carving its path. The key is that the healing or clearing happens naturally without effort, mirroring how healing is a property of reality. Then comes structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. This should be practical, maybe something like mindfulness or breath work, but framed in terms of clearing apertures. Perhaps techniques that involve opening up to different states of awareness or letting go of blockages. The luminous definition will be a gold box definition for a key term related to the chapter. Since the theme is about healing as a property of reality, maybe the term could be something like aperture or cosmic healing. I'll need to think of a precise and illuminating definition. Three appreciative questions, one at the start, one searing in the middle, and one to end. These should prompt reflection and insight without being too leading. Maybe something about perception first, then something more intense like, what blocks you from seeing the healing that is already here? And a closing question that invites integration. The body will be the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind healing and evolutionary intelligence. This should weave together ideas of self-organization, autopoiesis, and how these concepts relate to play and healing in reality. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of the chapter. They need to be punchy and memorable, like healing is not an act, but a space. Three exercises should build in strength over time, accessible for beginners, deepening for intermediate, and advanced for those ready for more intensity. Maybe something involving breath, visualization, or movement that aligns with the idea of clearing apertures.